540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state is requiring burning permits in a dozen southern counties starting Monday. More from Terry Bell.
Starting Monday, you'll need to get a burn permit from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to start a fire from Platteville to Waupaca. You won't need a burn permit for campfires, but wardens urge people to be careful. The fire danger is due to a lack of rain in southern Wisconsin this year. Dead leaves and pine needles are making matters worse. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Congress appears to be on track to trigger a government shutdown on October 1st. The U.S. House seems unlikely to pass spending bills to fund the government in time for the start of the new fiscal year. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin recommends that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reach out to more Democrats.
If he relies only on his own caucus, he can't even pass a defense bill. But if he decides to govern with Democrats and Republicans, he can do what the Senate is doing, and that's what I would strongly suggest.
Baldwin spoke at a WisPolitics gathering today. Meanwhile, advocates say they're worried about the way a government shutdown could hurt kids in Wisconsin. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
U.S. House Republicans are floating ideas like cutting funding for food assistance. Dahi Wolf of Kids Forward says 71,000 people in the Women with Infants and Children program could lose their benefits.
These are all working people in our state that are working poor because we've refused to raise the minimum wage. We've refused to, you know, come up with jobs that pay a living wage and to support, you know, families and children.
Wolf says other cuts could take 1,000 children out of Head Start and 1,400 young people out of job training programs. Stuart J. Wattles, Civic Media News.
We may know as soon as next week if a group of former Wisconsin justices think Janet Protasiewicz should face impeachment. The group was formed by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I do believe we'll have something back in the next week or two, so we know whether or not the ability lies within the legislature and how it would work. Again, that is my absolute last resort.
If Republicans move to impeach, expect lawsuits to try and stop it. This is Democratic Attorney General Josh Call.
I am confident that if there is an impeachment, there will be litigation in some form. Who is involved in that, who files a suit, is hard to say.
Republicans want Protasiewicz to recuse herself from a pair of redistricting cases. A 24-year-old from Pulaski, Wisconsin, has pled guilty to assaulting an officer during the January 6th insurrection. Riley Casper was seen on video pepper spraying multiple police officers. He was first arrested in March. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. Payne is still on the Waukesha City Council, but there is uncertainty regarding whether the council will decide to remove him or if voters will pursue a recall. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling around $100,000 from a special needs school in Racine has pleaded not guilty. Jimmy Koska has more.
The attorney for Heather Wentel this week requested a change in her bond from $50,000 cash to a $10,000 signature bond. That was initially granted, but later halted by the judge. Wentel remains in jail and is facing multiple charges. Her next court appearance is scheduled for October 30th.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Packers may be without their starting running back. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers may be without Aaron Jones when they face the Falcons. Jones dealing with a hamstring injury, unable to practice this week, and listed on the injury report this afternoon as questionable for Sunday's game, kickoff at noon. I spoke to backup running back Emmanuel Wilson out of Fort Valley State, Georgia, about possibly playing in his first NFL game ever in Atlanta.
It'd be very cool. My son's out there. Then I got like a lot of teammates coming from school, so.
Probably see a game there as a kid or anything like that?
No, sir. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, so the only game I've been to was the Panthers game. That was back in like 2015, 16. That's the only NFL game I've been to.
So if Jones can't play, would Wilson get the call? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, he would be the next man up.
The Packers face a defensive front that includes Falcons free agents like linebacker Bud Dupree from the Titans, center Josh Myers.
Oh, man, a bunch of challenges. They're talented. They got a good scheme. They play hard.
Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder has yet to throw an interception in his first five starts and says he can't imagine waiting 3 years to play like Jordan Love did.
I know Jordan's done a great job leading those guys up there and being able to step in once Aaron went to New York.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Georgia Southern Eagles tomorrow at 11 a.m., trying to forget last week's loss on the road to Washington State, head coach Luke Fickle.
You got to move on. You got to put it past you. But you got to remember the feeling. Those feelings are what continue to motivate you.
Baseball, it's Roberto Clemente Day in the major leagues. Tonight, the Brewers host the Nationals. Jake Irvin against Milwaukee's Wade Miley. Yesterday, they got back Adrian Hauser, who faced a young rising pitcher from the Marlins, Yuri Perez. The Brewers with a 4-2 win. Craig Counsell.
Exactly what we needed from him. You know, a good start. Five solid innings. Kept us in the game. That Yuri Perez is a heck of a pitcher. He's an outstanding young pitcher and is going to have a great career. Probably the best young pitcher that we've seen.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Dom, we're on the road. A Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Tonight, broadcasting from Oktoberfest, or at least a bar in Chippewa Falls in honor of Oktoberfest. Because the Oktoberfest ground, a little too close to the elementary school. And we've been joined by a fine guest at the table. He's a local. He could have warned us. Lake Wissota, Chippewa Falls' own Pat Kreitlow. Welcome
hey
back.
Guys.
Hey,
welcome.
Pat, thank you, man.
Welcome to Loopies on Old 29 here in beautiful Chippewa Falls. It's nice to have you here.
You gave us local knowledge. We were happy with the directive towards the lakeside edge.
Yeah, we went to the edge on Lake Wissota. That's my local watering hole.
Oh, it's
you hear that phrase a lot on Up North News Radio where I go, I was at my local watering hole last night. Spoiler alert, it's the edge.
It's the edge. There. Okay.
Yep.
We should work them for a sponsorship.
You really should. Al, if you're listening, this is your formal ask. Come and get it done, buddy.
Well, we're here today at Loopy's, and I was saying salon. I misread.
Salon.
My eyes are getting old. Dom's been chastising me. I had to order a steak at a Mexican joint yesterday because I couldn't read the menu.
Oh, jeez.
You could order
it has
tacos.
Been a long week, hasn't it? Yeah.
Long. It's been a long 50-some years.
Oh, that was before the party in Wausau last night, Pat.
Oh, you and Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes, one of the nicest, most quiet, you know, guys you could ever want to meet. And I see this picture that you put up on social media, and he looks so frightened. He's like, what have I gotten myself into letting these two come to my town? Which sounds similar to what my wife Sherry said a couple of hours ago. You let these two come to your town? I said, yeah, we're going to go to Oktoberfest. So, I mean, I got the hat.
You got the
hat. It doesn't
hat
fit over the headphones here, but yeah.
That hunter green.
With the little felt hat with the feather coming out of it.
Yes, yeah, very Germanic.
It goes with the lederhosen that I also own, but that I grew out of many sizes ago, but I still have it. I'll be able to fit into it again.
Describe
6 months
the lederhosen.
After I'm dead.
Is that just like the shorts with the suspenders?
With the suspenders, it's kind of corduroy.
Somehow I feel like there's some like skims in there.
There's like these stirrups, and in the stirrups I have all the buttons from all the Oktoberfest.
Yep. Nice.
That's what the women wear now. The skims, the
that would be part of the dirndl, which is what the ladies wear.
Oh.
And I told the story earlier when I was filling in for Todd Alba this afternoon about actually wearing. We both wore our lederhosen and dirndl in the Cayman Islands when we lived down there about 10 years ago, when they tried to have the first ever Cayman Islands Oktoberfest. and we were rock stars because we show up in costume, and we were like the only people on the island of Grand Cayman who knew how to polka. So all these people wanted us to teach them, which was all great, but by the end of it, you're wearing these heavy German outfits
in the Caribbean.
On a tropical island. Right. Oh, my. I sweat so much out that day. There was a mini Pat just right
now,
there.
Now, have you ever
floor.
Been to the real Oktoberfest? And I don't mean the one in La Crosse, although that's the one we perceive. Yeah. The one in Munich. You ever been to the big show?
No, I've never done a European tour, and I would like to do that very much. That's where my roots are. I've just never been over there.
Clark Griswold.
Yes.
You could be Clark.
I could be. It would be magical.
Holiday Road, baby.
It would be magical.
Now, tell me more about this neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Chippewa Falls, this is your chosen home.
Yes.
And Lake Wissota. I mean, it's beautiful here. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the politics. Pat, you were a state senator, and you were gerrymandered out of, let's just say, a competitive reelective race.
Yes. And I tell this all the time, the maps that you see right now for Congress, the way they look in part is because of me. Because I'm up here in the 7th Congressional District, which was represented by Dave Obey for many years. And then Dave Obey retired. And so fast forward to 2011, I had just lost my seat in the state Senate because that was the Tea Party year. And the DCCC, who I'm not going to say anything nice about for the next few minutes, the DCCC is all about, you got to get in the race. You got to get in the race. You got to start raising money. You got to get in. And I thought, no, I have this plan, you know, when I'm going to get in. Nope, you got to get in. And I bowed to the pressure, and I announced, and then made a terrible tactical error. The maps hadn't been redrawn yet. And as we all know, the 2011 maps were diabolical in the way that they drew not just the legislative lines, but the congressional lines. They took Chippewa Falls out of it, brought the 3rd District all the way up to it, took Stevens Point out of the 7th, put St. Croix County Republican into the 7th. So under the old maps, I would have kicked Sean Duffy's tail, but under the new maps, no go. So I'm here with you instead of, you know, partying with Derek Van Orden in his office.
Democracy's loss is our gain at the party.
I like that.
It all evens out in that regard.
I'll take it.
Now, Pat, you've also been an anchor on the civic media news, and I know you're with the Up North News, and you're with Courier Newsroom, but you've been kind enough to independently produce for us. And, Pat, what's this experience been like? Talk radio, and I'm not calling our endeavor lefty. It's I'd like to think a little more independent, but at the end of the day, it's not right-wing talk radio, and this is a new endeavor in this part of the state. How do you think we're
so
going
overdue.
Over so far?
Oh, my goodness, the comments
we
that I get.
We got a few people at the bar here. I'm encouraged by the turnout.
The love that I collect in some of these speaking engagements and just from other people who have been starved for a generation. And it's not that they are all, you know, lefty lefts, but they hear the same programming over and over again, and they just want a different point of view. And so civic media comes along and does all this, and I'm literally living the dream, working both of these gigs for Up North News, which is a separate entity owned by Courier Newsroom, but then being able to partner with you guys to bring Up North News Radio to civic media. So what we're doing from a website social media standpoint, and what civic media is doing from a local radio standpoint, is just bringing voices and perspectives to other people, and they're so appreciative. It doesn't, like, you know, we have these conversations. You're not going to win everybody over every time.
Right.
But they appreciate the ability to talk, which is all I've ever been able to do as a news anchor and then a state senator. People stop you in a place like Loopy's, and they go, Pat, what's the deal with and whatever's in the news? And I tell them, and they know
what's
this much.
What's the deal with Dom always wearing flip-flops?
Exactly.
Regardless of the weather.
Whatever the controversial issue is, and that certainly isn't.
Are you
but
sure?
They know we may not agree, but that I will not lie to them.
Yeah.
They'll know I'll give them my perspective, that I'll be fair. And that is exactly what civic media is about, is that everything's going to be fact-based. It's values anchored. So you know our values, you know where our opinions come from, but you also know we're not going to make up things to win a point. And that's what most people are like.
Now, do you get right-wing trolls? Does CJ call you every stinking day?
No,
man?
No, because I get up way too early for that. I get a couple of people. I see CJ now and then.
I wonder what time his shift starts down at the RNC.
Don't know. see it every so often, but it's a little slower at 6 a.m. But I am so appreciative to be doing this. You know, originally I was doing this from 8 to 11, and then Matt Flynn moved to afternoons, and so I moved to 6 to 8 a.m., and I could not be happier to be doing this with you guys.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We're on the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. We're in Pat Kreitlow's hometown, Chippewa Falls. We're at Loopy's Saloon and Grill.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
They can give me grief about my enunciation, but the flip-flops, they're beyond reproach.
They were giving pedicures over here earlier at the salon.
Yes. Manny Petties, mm-hmm. Yes. Pat, how's it being received? I mean, it's one thing to you know, people are starved for a different point of view. And you can turn and you can find, you know, programming that would, you know, give you a different perspective, perhaps.
Not as good as this show.
Certainly, and certainly not as good as this show, except yours, Pat.
No, thank you.
But also local, you know, someone that you can actually see, you can call in. You know, that communication and that sense of presence is very important. I think sometimes people want to be lied to. I mean, you know what I mean? I get it. I don't do that.
You lie to me.
No, because, you know, I stopped lying a long time ago as a human being because I just don't have the memory capacity for it, man. Because once you start down that road, unless you're the narcissist like Trump and there's no consequence to the lies you've already told,
right.
You got to keep track of all those lies. And you got to keep, you know, it's just a lot of work. And to what end? For a little more power, a little more money? I'm not quite clear what that is. So are those people reachable?
I think they're reachable through things like local radio. And what you've been able to do here with, for example, Chad Holmes in Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, you've got Mino and the mayor in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard the show, but again, any kind of a local show and the gang.
Sort of a poor man's devil's advocate.
There you go. You know, the gang down at locally grown radio, WFHR, is they're looking for that local outlet to talk, to have that civil disagreement, to ingest maybe, you know, tell a little lie here and there because, you know, people like that banter back and forth. And eventually we'll do that here in the Chippewa Valley as well, where we'll set up, you know, a local hour here too, which, you know, the Chippewa Valley hasn't had local news talk for about 8 years now. And it's overdue. People really respond to that. I think maybe there was a little exasperation in the early Trump era.
A little burnout. Yeah.
I think people are ready again for exactly what you guys have been doing, and people are finally saying, hey, I think Dom and Crew might be onto something here.
Taking parties on the road.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we make friends, and we hang out with cool guys like Pat Kreitlow. I know you got to go off and poker with your wife, but you got one more segment, near Pat?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because this glass of Liney's Oktoberfest isn't empty yet, so the answer is yes.
And it's not going to drink itself.
Well, if the beer is still cold and there's still more than half a glass, then I'm optimistic Pat Kreitlow is going to stick around.
I'm not going anywhere.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're on the road, live at Loopy's Salon.
You can't cut hair in a bar.
You know, last night we sat and – after I ordered a steak for lunch, which I don't think's an objectionable thing per se, but after I made the admission, it was because I couldn't actually read the menu.
This from he can't hear either. You remember when they talked about and they thought they were calling him fat? We just wanted to get you in an inner tube. I mean, yours would be a tractor tire, but an inner tube, you know?
Damn.
Wow.
Listen how they disrespect me.
Again.
Come back with us. Maybe Pat will still be here, or maybe I'm spiking that beer. More Devil's Advocates live on the road. Our fine guest, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, a fine Courier Newsroom civic media partnership.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 75, cloudy. Lows around 55 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
I want to tell you a story about the house.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you go to civicmedia.us. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews from the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And we have another fine Civic Media host with us, the host of the Up North News. He's Pat Wrightlow. He joins us at the table in Chippewa Falls. We're at Loopy's Saloon and Grill.
There you go.
They keep correcting me.
I'm so proud of him.
Yes. I want to get my hair done.
Yes.
He's been saying
both
that for 30 years, man.
Both of them. I want to get my hair.
Ready. He's almost ready.
I almost. Never mind. Never mind.
It's like the Homer Simpson thing.
Let's talk about this Liney Kugel's beer.
Let's talk about
something
else. I've
been drinking Liney's today.
Yes, we are.
It's summer shandy.
Because we can again, yes.
Is that an Oktoberfest you've got there?
This is an Oktoberfest. And you noted that earlier when Becca Cook was here, that they didn't have Liney's original, that they were sold out. And there was a reason for that.
And why is that?
There was this strike that was going on here. And as a result, they could not get nearly enough product out the door as they used to. I went to a Brewers game about a month ago. You know, Liney's has that restaurant down the left field corner there. And it said sold out under a lot of the flavors. They weren't sold out. They couldn't restock because the guys were on strike. Now, thankfully, you know, that's been resolved and all's well again. But it didn't, you know, just to anticipate your question, I wouldn't say it divided the town or anything like that, because people understood this wasn't like some kind of action against a local family. You're striking against the Liney Kugel family. No, we know the Liney Kugels. They live around here. They come around here. We love them. But it was many, many moons ago that they became part of Miller, which then became part of SAB, which is now, then it was Miller Coors, now it's Molson Coors. And so they weren't doing this against the Liney Kugels, you know, a local family. They were doing it against some huge multinational corporation that probably didn't even know where Chippewa Falls was. And they just wanted a better deal and struck for a few weeks and got it.
And people are celebratory.
They are. Yes, they are. And they understood. They
hence
understood.
The Oktoberfest. Like, they wouldn't
yes.
have had it
yep.
if it was for the end of the
oh, it would have been very awkward. It would have been very awkward if that had been the case, yes.
Because that, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, the Oktoberfest grounds, if you will, is yep. effectively on the hill above the...
Just on the hill overlooking the brewery, yes. And people love the brewery. We get the best, you know, we get both worlds. It's yes, it's got this big corporate ownership, but it is still the hometown brewery. Those are still a couple of, a few dozen hometown guys that work there. So there's definitely that pride. But when you saw local bars stop serving Liney's for a while, it was in solidarity with their friends and neighbors who yeah. wanted a better deal.
Now, we see that UAW has gone on strike against yes. three major automakers. Mm-hmm. The president made some statements we played in part for our audience, but this puts the president in a trick bag. He doesn't want to see the economy come crashing down, certainly not on his watch. But on the other hand, I think some of the labor interest in this country are currently a little peeved at this president. Mm-hmm. He hasn't allowed them to use the benefit of their collective bargaining. He's kind of hamstrung them somewhat, has he not?
Well, it's never, I don't care who you are, being president, if you actually care and give a damn about the job, is not easy, especially when you want to make all of your friends happy, but you also have to balance that whole notion of, you know, having an economy that doesn't crater because people suddenly can't, you know, buy the things that they want to buy. So it's a tough road to hoe. But honestly, the president is almost kind of ancillary to this whole thing. It really is the nature of whether, again, these mega corporations making billions of dollars in profits could see fit to just part with a little bit of it to give the same kind of raises to their workers that they give to their largest executives. It reminds me so much of a legislature with a record multi-billion dollar surplus, and they just can't seem to want to invest it in their people. And that's all the UAW is looking for. But I got to tell you, I love the strategy here. It's not just one massive walkout. It's you never know which plant we're going to strike at next.
Targeted plants.
Targeted, and in a way that provides like pain points. Like, oh, you were just about to paint all of these vehicles? Well, that's not going to happen today, or whatever the case may be. And it's going to make the company feel some pain, as rightly it should. That's how these things work, till they say, hey, these guys are valuable. We really ought to pay them a decent wage.
Today is not a day for negotiation, Pat. Today is a day for protest.
And absolutely. I did see some headlines as well as a result of the striking on you know, three different plants from both one from GM, Ford, Stellantis. Mm-hmm. You know, the rollout from that. Well, there's other jobs that are now not getting done, as mentioned. So
that's right.
A couple other thousand temporary type workers, other people that may not be in the union. Also, now all of a sudden, well, they're not going to work today because. If the line's down, everybody's hurting.
That's right. And anything like this hurts so many more people. The ripple effects are such that, again, a much wider population, much like in Chippewa Falls here, is going to say, hey, why is this a thing? Why are you hurting us when, again, you're making these exorbitant multi-million dollar executive salaries? You know, something's out of kilter here. And as we saw it with UPS and with, you know, so many other, the railroad workers earlier this year, you're seeing workers finally stand up. And yes, sometimes there's pain for a little while. But if you don't do that, then that inequity is only going to grow. These Line and Kugel workers who went out, they're kind of near the end of their careers. They know that the next generation, you know, they're going to be younger workers. Younger workers aren't going to strike. You know, they're young. They got to feed their families. These older guys are doing it for the next generation. And the same goes for these auto workers.
I get the sense that there's some power and chutzpah, you know, some moxie coming back to union membership and flexing their muscle, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, they not only are they the laborers, they're also the consumers, and there's also many more laborers, workers, right, than there are billionaires.
Yes. And unfortunately, now look, it's not like they're getting universal adoration. You look in any comment section and people are saying, oh, they're overpaid. And unfortunately, the guys who are making, you know, $20 million are able to convince the people making $40,000 a year that it's that auto worker making $90,000 a year who's the problem, and not the person making $20 million. So it you got to do some more work, but it's going to be worth it.
You know, it's hard for the audience to be sympathetic to us high-paid radio
people. Thanks for paying my speaking appearance in beer again, guys. Appreciate it so much.
We'll work for beer.
Mm-hmm. Pat Kralo, have another. You just got a raise, fella. Come back with us. Not you, Pat. We're moving on from you. Phil Swanhorst from the Eau Claire County Democratic Party will be our next fine guest. We're at Loopy's Saloon and Grill.
Yeah.
We're on the river, Chippewa Falls. We're in the third CD. We're partying like it's Oktoberfest up in here. Come on down. I'll buy you the first one.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Union workers are striking at targeted factories today in three states. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Wayne, Michigan.
The UAW has said they won't negotiate today, and that's been a point of frustration for the automakers. Ford and GM have been pretty clear that they would like to make a deal. They would like to get this done. They have made at least four offers.
But without a deal, auto analyst Garrett Nelson predicts big losses.
It could potentially be upwards of $5 billion of total damage in the first 10 days.
Union workers are seeking 36% pay raises over 4 years. Hurricane Lee is weakening, but it's still a big concern for states like Maine. Governor Janet Mills.
We're concerned about tree damage on human beings, on cars, on houses, across roads, and flooding incident to this hurricane.
The Northeast is under hurricane and tropical storm warnings. Lee is forecast to make landfall in Canada. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake Michigan water coming to City of Waukesha homes and businesses is being postponed until October 9th. Officials say the delay will help with testing, reservoir flushing, and resolving programming problems with water pumps. The transition replaces the use of underground water wells with Lake Michigan water sourced from Milwaukee, addressing radium content standards. The Milwaukee Planned Parenthood website is taking appointments for Monday. That's when the organization resumes performing abortions after stopping following the Supreme Court ruling. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I also like to drink beer. We are live on the road. It is the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Dom and Kroot are in Chippewa Falls. We're at Loopy's Saloon and Grill. We're on the back deck, the Tiki Hut. And we got a new fine guest. He's joined us here from the Eau Claire Democratic Party. He is Phil Swan.
Horst.
I've been getting it wrong all week, Phil.
No, you're right now.
My apologies to you. I'm going to turn that a little more
there
towards
you,
Phil. People want to hear you loud and clear. Phil, how long have you been involved in politics?
Politics? Well, my first president I voted for was George McGovern when I lived in South Dakota in 1972 when I was 18. And I voted in every presidential election since then.
Wow.
That's how long I've been involved.
When I was a young man, I wasn't nearly as politically active as I find myself. And that seems to be the pattern for most people. Most people don't get as politically active young, but, you know, you get some kids or some property taxes or something, and suddenly politics starts meaning a little more to you.
I was lucky on the farm. I was born and raised on a farm. And our next door neighbor, a mile and a half away, was a state senator while I was growing up.
No, who's that?
Ted LaRue was his name in South Dakota. But he's passed away now. But he was an idol of mine. You know, when you're in grade school and high school, we didn't have middle school back then. But it was great. He would inspire me. And we'd always get done with harvest first, but I'd go help him haul grain. He'd run the combine, but boy, I was...
You haul the loads.
I held the load for him.
And what was inspiring about this South Dakota politician?
Just back then, politicians were respected. They went to Pierre, the capital of South Dakota, and they actually worked together and got things done. The governor was Dick Knipe at the time, and we did a lot of positive stuff to help our communities. You don't see that much anymore. It's more or less fighting, it seems.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We also find that to be the case occasionally. We're live on the road, Chippewa Falls. We're at Loopy Saloon and Grill. And we got Phil Swanhurst,
Horst, are there umlauts on the O? How's that work? You know, I mean, do we get a little?
Horst.
Like, okay, gotcha.
That'll work.
And Phil, how would you compare that younger man's experience to what you find now in politics?
Now it's more, my role, particularly now as chair of the Eau Claire County Democrats, is to promote a philosophy or a vision, or what I'm calling the principles of the Democratic Party, not just a singular candidate. And anymore, our spring
election.
What
are the principles of the Democratic Party?
Help me understand, Phil.
Everyone
should have a voice. Everyone should have a seat at the table. Some of the common principles that we've lost a long time ago is that we need to discuss. Give and take. The Democrats don't have all the answers. Either do the Republicans. The Republicans do have some of them. Very few, unfortunately. We got to work together, and I preach that. I have for a long time. I ran for the state senate here 10 years ago in this district when I lived here in Chippewa Falls. So it's a very red district, kind of a hopeless to win. All three assembly seats were Republican, but I said, hey, the guy, the incumbent, I didn't want him to run unopposed, and I said, I'll run. And I was the worst example. You know why? Anyone says they can't run for an office? I worked full-time as a City of Eau Claire bus driver, night shift. I owned a campground here by Lake Wissota. Just my wife and I run it alone, no hired help, during the summer when you're campaigning. Wow. So you had a business. I was the president of my local union, the bus drivers union, as a city bus driver. I went to national conventions and from Orlando to San Diego to Toronto, all over the country. So I had no time to run for a political office. So someone tells me they don't have time for politics, talk to me.
Phil Swanhurst is with the Eau Claire Democratic Party. Yep. Phil, you're a union guy. And we were just talking with our colleague, Pat Kreitlow, about the experience here with Leinenkugel's and the recent labor issues they went through. And obviously, we've got UAW out on strike right now, and the president's making comments today. Phil, how intrinsic is the labor movement to the Democratic Party in this part of the state?
This part of the state, Chippewa Falls? The Chippewa Falls is not real friendly to unions. The Chippewa Valley, which includes a few surrounding communities, especially Eau Claire, is a little more pro-labor. However, we got to be careful when we say pro-labor doesn't necessarily mean pro-union.
Right.
And right now, it's like everything in politics, in unions, in church attendance, the pendulum swings back and forth. And if you look at the news, the pendulum is swinging towards labor, towards unions, towards organizing. And they're taking advantage of it. They did here with Leinenkugel's here in Chippewa Falls. That's not taking advantage. It's doing what's right. Because when the pendulum went the other way, labor lost, unions lost. Now we're going the other direction. When you get enough gray hairs, you kind of see that pendulum swinging back and forth.
Unfortunately, Phil, I got no hair left, man.
Well,
Phil Swanhurst from the Eau Claire County Democratic Party here in Wisconsin. Phil, a couple of questions. One, you talked about the motivation, the inspiration you got from your local politician when you were growing up as a kid. Is that lacking these days? Do you think are the kids looking up to any particular politicians these days, in your opinion?
Well, I work real hard at dealing with young people. Like Caden was on earlier, visiting with him. I've known him. I've inspired him. He just said I was one of the reasons he got entitled. And as chair of the Eau Claire Dems, I go to all of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire young Democrat organization they have. I know Matt Lehner. He's their president now. He's only going to be a junior. He's very involved. He's going to run for the county board. I know half of the people there. They know me. And that's what it's about. I know the state president of the College Dems from La Crosse, Jake Williams. I know the high school president from before, from Green Bay, Henry Pavlo. He was a page that Tammy Baldwin got at the U.S. Senate. In fact, he was a page. Just getting done with his session, he was in Washington, D.C. when my beloved 3rd District Congressman Derek, and I'm not going to say his last name.
No, that's fine.
Made the comments to those individuals that were pages. Henry, my buddy Henry, high school state president. In fact, Henry now is national vice president of the high school Democrats.
And he was one of the kids who got their
He had just got done with it, but they overlap a week, so they get to know each other. So he knew him. I mean, they actually called me that night to confirm what district, because I'm kind of on the line. Yeah. I think we're in the 7th right here. I'm in the 3rd where I live.
Politicians can be motivating in different ways.
Yeah.
Derek
yeah.
is motivating in one particular way. Perhaps
That's
you
way.
And your neighbor as a child are motivating in other ways.
A
you talk about the way how things have changed. You used to work together, get things done, and that's not that way anymore. Is there any one, or can you point to any particular event, or why is it this way, in your opinion, as you've paid attention over all these years?
Again, the pendulum swung. For years, I've seen it swing. Democrats get in there. You know, Jimmy Carter was good. And then Ronald Reagan, he talked a good talk. Supposedly, he had a labor background until he fired all the air traffic controllers within a month after he got sworn in. And then it swung the other way. So it just swings better. But I really feel there's been a sector of our society that isn't nice. Nice isn't nice is a way to put it, but the former president, Donald Trump, really exposed it. Anybody that can stand at a podium as a president and call names to a United States Senator, Elizabeth Warren, it's pathetic. Or call anything he disagreed with fake news, and now everyone just says, well, if I disagree with you, it's fake news. Well, it's on your station, I don't like what you're saying, it's fake news. Or it's on Fox News, I don't like it, yeah, it's fake news. You know, he introduced so many things to be acceptable as what we agreed to that it's going to take a long time to...
Well, those things were already there, though, Phil, right?
They were there,
so
they
he
just
gave
weren't
him permission.
Exposed.
Well, and you know, there's something to be said about an aspirational effort. You know, hope and change, for example. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a guy
the
like
American
Donald Trump
dream
is
dead.
He literally said that. You know what I mean? It's like, what? And how is this inspiring to other people? Because, I don't know, I'm not saying there's hate in their heart, but there's angst, there's attitude, there's something that obviously is not, you know, there's a thirst, there's a quench for something. And I don't know if it's the authoritarianism part of it, that, you know, they need a strong
a
man.
It's a false populism.
A false populism.
What do you think, Phil? I don't mean to put words in your mouth.
An example. We never... When I grew up from the reservations in South Dakota, these were Indian reservations. There were Indian powwows back there. The Indians participated in cross country and track and always beat the white kids. Indians was accepted. Now we refer to them as Native Americans, and appropriately so. All of a sudden, we have a president who says, we don't need to be politically correct. We don't need to include all sectors of society by saying, you know, the words we said 20, 30 years ago,
right.
He's let us reintroduce
no cultural evolution.
And we don't need that.
Yeah.
We were starting to bury it and justify it. Sometimes it takes a few generations to bury those attitudes. Now he's exposed them again.
Phil Swanhorst.
Yes, Horst, there you
Horst,
go.
The Eau Claire County Dem chairman, and we've got him as a fine guest here at the table.
Another example, chairperson.
That's right. Yeah.
See, the political correctness.
The genderization of our language. Yes, it's hard to unwind that. I mean,
it is, because, for me especially.
I mean, I'm an atheist, Phil, you know what I'm saying? But I grew up in a Christian culture, so all my swear words are related to the religion that was around me as a kid.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
No, but that's a great point, though. So.
No, I'm out of questions. Stop interrupting me. Took me asunder. No, Phil, I guess... You know, here's what I would wonder. How do we continue to inspire more people to become civically engaged? I love going out for beers with people who disagree with me. Because if you agree with me, you're boring. But if you disagree with me, now we can have a good conversation. Now we can get in the weeds and have some fun. How do we get back to that, Phil? Is sharing a cold beer on a Friday night, is that that's our plan, but is it an effective plan?
There's a lot of different ways. I'm involved in a lot of community organizations. I'm a retired city bus driver, so I'm on the Transit Commission. In fact, I just got elected by my co-commissioners as transit chair for the city of Eau Claire. And we have Republicans on the Transit Commission. And I'm glad, I welcome them. I love their input. They're conservative. We need that so we don't just explode and have transit where we don't need it. So there's a lot of everything. I'm also the county board. I'm on the county housing authority.
But to slow you down there on the transit thought, Phil, there are a lot of Republicans we see that oppose mass transit. Like everybody's got a car. Well, unless you don't. Unless you want to move away from a carbon-based economy. Unless maybe you don't. I have a son who may never drive. Well, he needs the public transportation. I see so many efforts, and I'm not speaking here locally with the Republicans who maybe have good conscience that you're dealing with, but when it comes time to expand the rail system, to expand the rail in Milwaukee, I mean, I've been to other places, the rail system's wonderful.
Yeah.
Here they hate it. Republicans seem to. Why? I don't understand that, Phil. Final minute, he's telling you, Phil.
Well, I'll just deal with the transit issue. First, you got to understand there's demand or choice.
Yeah.
The Chippewa Valley, we choose to have transit. We don't demand it. New York City, it's a demand system where they got to run. So first, you got to identify what it is. Rail, we got to choose, is it a demand or a choice system? And it starts with basic understanding of any of these programs.
Phil, if people want to get involved with the Eau Claire Democratic Dems. Party, how do they do so?
They can call me. Call the office, 839-0330. We're open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. And
that's a 715, just in case
715
they didn't know.
Area code, absolutely.
We're here in the
yes,
715.
Sir.
Phil, thank you so much. Come back
thank
with
you.
Us. Devil's Advocates live on the road in the 715 Chippewa Falls. Either the 3rd or the 7th, depends on if you cross the road.
Yes.
Come back with us.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 57 tonight, under cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 75. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Mainly cloudy. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day on the road up here in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. If you got something to say, we can take your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dom, are we doing Friday grievances? We normally air grievances. The fine guest list here, hopefully not amongst yours.
Not at all.
Thank you to Phil Swanhorst.
Horst.
I struggle with the names, Dom.
It's okay, man.
Phil's still here. I'll buy him another beer. He won't even notice I mispronounced his name 9 or 10 times today. Thank you, Phil. The Democratic Party chair, Eau Claire County Dems. This area, it's Eau Claire in the county to the south. And we are actually, while we're partying at Loopy's Saloon and Grill out here in Chippewa Falls. That one also sticking in my head today. I keep wanting to go to the salon today.
For some reason.
Manny Petty's for everybody.
No, man.
It's a bar, not a salon.
Correct.
So we're going to stay here, and if you come on down, we'll have a cold one with you. It's Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls. That gave us an excuse. But, Dom, the real reason we're going around the state is because this state, A, we love it, B, the greatest radio show ever. We got to go out there and meet the people that return the affection. Because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of nice people here. We didn't know what to expect. I mean, I don't know if anybody's listening on the tap 93.5. It is a great signal, but we're new here. But we're starting to make inroads.
Yeah.
And that is why we are on the road, is because you got to meet people. You got to have these relationships. I mean, Dom, we spent hours hanging out with people in Wausau last night, doing shots of tequila, and staying up way too late.
Thank you, Chef Charles.
We're probably going to have a similar experience tonight.
We can only hope. Well, listen, I think that's certainly part of it. You know,
tomorrow I'm going to be at Willie Street in the late afternoon.
Back
in
to Madison.
Willie Street Fair. Come see us. Civic Media, WMDX.
Being present, being in places, that the station, that the network is at, and meeting folks and having these conversations and going out and just, meeting random local folks and having a good time, is really what I think is most important. It's one thing you can connect on the radio if you're lucky enough, if people listen long enough, or they keep coming back. But if you're in person, it's just a whole nother experience when you're sitting next to somebody and having a conversation or having a drink, sharing a moment.
Drinking some tequila with them.
Certainly. It's not even talking politics necessarily. It's a human experience. And of course, those things come up. You don't necessarily lead with it, but we're in a bar here. We're leading with it now. But when you're just out, talking, hey, what's going on? When you meet people, you're walking down the street, or you're sitting at a bar, or you're at a restaurant, whatever your social engagement, whatever your area is, and getting to meet people where they are, I think is important for us as hosts because we're here, man. It's hard to give advice, make a comment. There's always something to say, right? But if you walk down the road, if you were at the spot, if you were at the lake, if you were at the Oktoberfest, if you were at Loopy's, and you can connect and say, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just a whole different experience.
You got to be on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer, man. Get the hell out of the studio.
And what's my answer always traditionally been to you? No.
No.
You want to go to Vegas? No. You want to go to Chicago? You want to go to Notre Dame? No. But you convince me, and
you
we
have
go.
Been, I got to tell you, the Fall in Love Tour. Maybe it's because we didn't do the Summer Lovin' like we normally do, but the Fall in Love Tour, you're less contrarian than typical. I am happy that you and I are up here partying in Chippewa Falls. We're going to do so all night. We're going to start at Loopy's. We'll loop around to other places, I suspect, as well. But if you want to hang out with the Devil's Advocates, if you want to party with this crew, we're coming to a town near you soon. Dom, next week you're traveling out of state, so I'm going to find a party location. And the following week, we are going to be at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A little politics, then Packers. That's the night of the Packer-Lions game. Very excited about that.
Yes.
And the 29th, well, Dom will be at the official Lacrosse Oktoberfest. We'll be partying in the town that we made famous, Lacrosse, Wisconsin.
That's where we met, man, so many, many years
That's
ago.
That's where the story begins and perhaps ends. Well, the, you know, right. Another weekend in a hotel room with you, man, the friendship might be over. That heavy snoring.
Oh, me, you. But you know, Lacrosse, Wisconsin. Again, Kurt and I went to college there. That's where we met. We lived together for a couple of years.
City of about 50,000 on the Mississippi River. Yeah, beautiful.
And it, this is, again, these are, I think this is a purple state, and I think we show up and we have conversations, have a good time, have a party that influences people, man. I don't know, you know, if you talk about, you know, if we had our guest Phil on talking about, you know, the things that matter to the Eau Claire County Democrats, you know, people having a seat at a table, some of the most basic kind of fundamental self-governmental kind of things that's really been pushed to the side in favor of, you know, general trolling and name calling. You know, I mean, it's really when a guy like me thinks, man, we really need to get some people with character, you know, to run. If I'm the one being the voice of reason on some of these topics, I really feel like
all is lost.
Well, not totally lost, but something needs to be worked on. And to you know, bring a show, bring a conversation, bring a party to different spots, allow people to have their say and, you know, push back, argue with folks. Certainly that's part of it. Some people need to hear what they need to hear. And I don't have it all figured out, man. I don't know. I mean, I've changed.
I don't know if you have character, but you are a character, Dom.
Yes. There's, you know, we all have so much more to learn. And the more miles I get, the more I read, the more I learn.
Now I'm learned out.
Now the less I realize I actually know. But, you know, what I do know is the human experience is the human experience. And that commonality, those basic things are always there for everybody. If we focus on the simple things, the nice things, the happy things, we can address some of the more difficult issues when you have some rapport and some relationships with people.
I'd like to throw out one important issue before we close the show.
All right, what's that?
Backseat driving. When you are driving down the road, and I'm talking from personal experience earlier today, and you are focusing on the traffic, and sometimes someone will cut you off or they'll be right on your ass, and you start swearing at this other driver in traffic. You know, it's not a personal thing. It's just, you know, you've cut me off, you bleepity bleep. And Dominic, I find Dominic defending every bad driver in the state of Wisconsin.
Because you are a terrible driver.
No. But I'm not talking to you. You weren't the, it was like an A and B conversation, me and the bad driver. Why don't you see your way clear?
I was in the car, man. Who are you talking to?
But I wasn't directing those profane comments towards you.
He's so angry, people. He's so salty all the time.
You ever had someone that tells you how to drive while you're driving?
He's just the worst, I'm telling you. But yes. Thank you, Joy. We got here safe. Thank you for that.
Thank you to all the fine guests we had today. They included congressional candidate Rebecca Cook, Caden Berg from the Democratic Party of Chippewa County, Pat Kreitlow, our good friend. We had Aiden from the Bar Loopies, and we had Phil Swanhorst,
yes,
from the Eau Claire County Dems. Thank you, Nate. Thank you all for...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way, Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
you're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.